welcome to the Money Talks podcast, the official podcast of Nevada Money Mentors, UNR's financial literacy program since 2016. At Nevada Money Mentors, we empower students with financial knowledge through presentations, tabling events, workshops, one-on-one coaching, and much more. I'm your host, Conrad Chow, coordinator of Nevada Money Mentors, and welcome to the show. We're back in the studio, and we got some guests today. We have Sarah, we have Marissa. Welcome. How are you guys doing today?
Hey.
Good.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
That's awesome. And why don't you guys introduce yourselves to our listeners, for those who don't know like who you are, maybe like what you do, what you studied or are studying right now at UNR?
Okay, yeah. My name is Sarah. I'm a student worker here on campus. I'm studying kinesiology on the pre-PT track. And yeah, that's basically it for me. I'm a sophomore.
Hi, I'm Marissa. I am a LOA for the financial aid office, so I just do a bunch of anything that's needed of me. But I recently graduated with my master's in social work this past spring, so yeah.
That's awesome. I want to welcome you both to the show. And it's actually almost lunchtime, guys. I'm a bit hungry. I don't know about you guys. What do you guys have planned for lunch today?
I'm not going to lie to you. I was thinking about bringing a salad, but then I was just like, I could just have that for dinner. So I brought a solid granola bar and a banana. That's going to be lunch today.
That's awesome. How about you, Marissa?
I'm probably going to run home and have leftovers or something that I made last night. So, yeah.
Yeah, not bad at all. I have like a Costco lasagna.
Wow.
That's
like the pre-made ones?
Yeah, just going to microwave that and get that set up, so we'll be ready for that. But I think like sometimes, you know, when we talk about food, like it's tough, right? You know, like meal prepping or even figuring out what you want to eat or what's convenient, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but for yourselves, like what's your favorite part about, you know, food at UNR here?
I personally really like the I liked the dining hall last year. I know that's not the best, I guess, for most people, and it definitely wasn't the best all the time, but I think they definitely had a lot of options for like food and like if you wanted just like fruit or if you wanted a salad or if you just wanted cereal, like they always had those staples, so I thought they were pretty cool for that.
As far as food at UNR, I don't really eat a lot of food here. I more so buy drinks here, just because I live so close, it really doesn't make sense for me to. And half the stuff I crave isn't here. So.
For sure. And when we talk about the dining hall, for listeners or for prospective students who haven't really been to campus, where is the dining hall? What's it called and what type of food do they offer?
Yeah, of course. So the dining hall, it used to be called the Down Under and it was below Argenta, but now I think they're trying to switch it to Pack Place. It's kind of like a, I guess they call it something weird. It's not like an all-you-can-eat. It's like a will-to-eat or something. And they just provide like buffet style almost. And then you just go get food whenever you want with your meal plan. But that was my freshman year though when I had that.
For sure. Were there particular days where you were super excited about food because you're like, okay, I know I can get this today, or not really? Everything was kind of the same.
I mean, I really liked when they did their little events that they had, like for October they did. If I were to go and like actually pay the $12 to get in, I would just go when they had events, because they had like a street eats event where they had a bunch of like food truck kind of things, and then for October they had like caramel apples and like festive kind of foods. That was really nice.
That's awesome. I want to turn to some stats I actually compiled today. It's just super crazy to see that according to the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, the average cost of eating food at home has risen 11.4% in 2022 compared to 2021. That's like crazy. They haven't had the 2023 stats yet, of course, because we're in the year 2023. So for instance, we look at even cereal, right? It's like 15.6% more expensive. And don't even get me started about eggs, right? I don't know about you guys. Have you seen like eggs? It's saying here it's gone up 70.1%. So this is just like, you know, crazy amounts of, you know, inflation and just, you know, price increases in general. I know for those who are on campus and they're trying to figure out, you know, how to make ends meet and also how to, figure out a way to, you know, have healthy living, but also, you know, be able to, you know, find food. That's always tough. But here at UNR, we do have a resource. And Marissa, I want you to talk more about specifically PAC provisions. So, you know, how does it work? What is it? Who qualifies? And just how can students really take advantage of that resource here on campus?
Yeah. So to start it off, PAC provisions is a resource facilitated through the university. It is 100% donation based. With that being said, everybody who has a Wolf card, students, staff, and faculty qualify. They can go in every single day of the week that they're open and get different types of like groceries and things like that. How it works is you would go up to the Joe Crowley building on the third floor inside ASUN, and you would show your student ID, fill out a quick survey on your phone. If you don't have a phone or electronic, we could definitely give you one of our iPads so that you can get that filled out for us. Basically, that survey serves as a means for us to say how we are contributing to the university and trying to get more funds from outside resources. Like I said, they are 100% donation-based, so getting that funding is very important, and those surveys really act as a guide for that. So once you get in, you show your Wolf card, do the little survey. You can grab a basket, and there's different types of items there, whether that be perishable, non-perishable, and hygiene items, so you can go around. There is limits on each item that they ask that you follow, just because we want to make sure we service everybody, and there's what, like 20,000 students or something like that. So it's really important to follow those guidelines. Like I said, you could go every single day if you want to, but making sure that everybody has access that day and you're following that. Once you're complete with all of your items, you can use your reusable bag that you brought. I forgot to mention that. Just so that it could cut down for cost for the program to buy those bags, one, and two, sustainability. So bringing your reusable bags, you can pack that up and then you can head on out. Like I said, it is a free service. They get their food from different food pantries. So what you'll see there varies each time you go. They don't have a set budget for this program because of us relying on donations. You really don't know what you're going to get this week or the next week. So it's kind of cool in that aspect. And you can kind of try out new foods with that.
That's awesome. What are some kind of foods that students, faculty, staff can kind of expect to see at PAC Provisions?
Yeah, so there's always canned goods, whether that be beans, canned vegetables, canned fruit, soup, things like that. There's always canned items just because there's so many events, whether that be hosted through the fraternities or sororities with their canned drives or within like different departments doing those. So we always have canned foods. That is a guarantee. But there's also dry goods like pasta, cereal, chips, oatmeal, granola bars, things like that. And then we have perishable foods. So we go with DFI, which is Desert Farming Initiative, which is a part of UNR, and we buy produce from them. So this is organic. It comes literally right down the street from us. It is a limited supply, but we get lettuce, tomatoes, zucchinis, a bunch of different things. And then we also purchase from Wolfpack Meats. So we get ground beef. That one does have a little bit more stricter limit just because it is so expensive for us to purchase and we want to make sure it spreads out equally. But we do have that, and that's on request.
That's awesome. I appreciate you sharing, Marissa. And for guys or for students who are, you know, international students or, you know, people that might not necessarily, you know, say even have like Social Security, you're able to actually access PAC provisions, right?
Yeah. So international students can definitely access PAC provisions, which is really great just because for those who don't know, those who do not have like Social Security may not get the benefit of getting like SNAP or other food assistance programs. So ours definitely does not ask for that. We just ask that you're a student, staff, or faculty.
That's awesome. Changing gears a bit, Sarah, you mentioned you were on the meal plan as a freshman. You're not on the meal plan this year, right?
No, yeah, I didn't opt in for that just because I'm living in the apartments near campus.
That's awesome. When you're kind of in this, I guess, this situation, you know, kind of living in the apartments, Obviously, you're going to be grocery shopping a bit more, right? How are you kind of planning to tackle that? What strategies or how have you kind of started planning for how you're going to, you know, spend money, get groceries?
Yeah. So I've actually recently been dealing with this just because I moved into my apartment about 3 months ago for the summer. And I've noticed that just not having a car up here is obviously a pretty big limitation. But Walmart Plus is, it's coming in handy. I'm not going to lie. I've got like the 3 month free subscription right now. And I'm just like milking it as much as I can, like getting groceries like every other week kind of. I do put like a budget on myself. I don't want to spend more than like $75 to $100 every 2 weeks. But that, like, obviously with the price of groceries, that's kind of like asking a lot. But with like what I eat, I feel like it's pretty manageable, especially in like an apartment where I could just like cook some, like an easy meal, like if I just get like shredded chicken or something and then just cook that and make tacos, like it's pretty straightforward.
Right. And do you feel like you're saving time too using this Walmart service?
Being yeah.
Able to not really physically go there and everything's already taken care of. You know exactly what you want.
Yeah. Like I have the time to just like look in like on my phone and just like pick out some things, and like the delivery is free. So it really is just like a win-win. But yeah, I would say I definitely am saving time with it. The only like downside I could say is just like getting green bananas if you order like regular, if you just want bananas and then they come like completely green. But I mean, you just got to wait a little bit, you know, like give it a week. But other than that, it's a really great service.
That's awesome. I was doing some research before this, and some of the main tips that have always came up in terms of eating on a budget are, you know, shopping with a list, planning your meals, creating a shopping routine, especially like not shopping when you're hungry. Sometimes you tend to put more in your cart when you're hungry. Buying frozen or canned fruits and veggies, those ones, you know, they last longer and they're kind of just as, you know, reasonably priced as well. Cutting costs with coupons, you know, buying store brands. So maybe it doesn't have to be, you know, a specific type of, you know, ketchup or mustard brand. You can just get the generic brand or the great value brand, right? And then finally, like meal prepping. What strategies stand out for you guys, both of you guys, in terms of things that you may already utilize right now or things you might want to kind of potentially investigate or visit?
Yeah. So with this, I definitely buy store brand just because I can't taste the difference. I really can't. Some people can, and kudos to them. They have a elite palate, I guess. But one thing that's kind of not listed here that I do quite often is buying items that are versatile. So, like, for example, plain Greek yogurt. If you just, like, dress it up with, like, your fruits and your granola and your honey, that could be your breakfast. But it can also act as sour cream, and it's better for you. So doing things like that, just because you use up the product one, because I'm really bad at that, and you're not buying, like your fridge isn't overfilled with things that you're not using, and it's actually just like going through, you're using your money's worth.
Yeah, something that I've like gotten into is obviously the buying the store brand too. I genuinely can't taste the difference unless it like comes to like you can't cheat on some things, like some things you just like can't, and like when it comes to that, yes, but I'll definitely buy the store brand most of the time. And another thing I do is like, it's kind of like meal prep, I guess, but I really like smoothies and like smoothies in the morning, things like that. But frozen fruit, I don't know if you guys have ever tried buying it. It's literally like $8 to like $13 a bag. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, that's kind of crazy. So I'll just buy like a stack of bananas and like a like thing of like strawberries or like a fruit that's on sale that I could put in with it, because bananas are like really cheap too. And I'll just cut them up and put them in like little baggies and put them in the freezer so I could like make smoothies on the go. So that's pretty good.
Are there any like challenges sometimes, you know, having to plan exactly what you eat as well as, you know, maybe cook and clean as a student?
I guess like cooking maybe, just because if it is time consuming and say like you have classes until 4 or work until 4 and then you want to go to the gym and then you're not home until like 6:30, but then you want to eat at 7, like you can't really, you're not going to have time to like make a whole like roast chicken with like vegetables. You're just going to have to find something that you can make in like a decent amount of time. So
yeah, I mean, if I'm having like longer days like that, honestly, I'm like an older mom. Like, let's go pull out the, what's it called? The crock pot.
Right.
And I'll throw my meat in there and everything's ready to go when I'm home. And it also smells so great. But that's like one option. And you don't really use a lot of dishes, because if everything's going in there, like, what do you have? So that's a good way to not have dishes. And just having, like, easy meals that, like, even if you don't want, like, you had a long day like that and you didn't prep, and that's totally fine because, you know, some days are easier or harder than others. Just having, like, a small meal that it's, like, your go-to.
Yeah, most definitely. I don't know about you guys. One of my friends one time, he was like, yeah, you know, why don't you just, like, you know, put some meat in, like, your crock pot, your Instapot, and have it cook overnight. I'm like, it seems practical, but I don't trust kind of having food being cooked while I'm sleeping and potentially smelling it, which could be a good aroma, but also, like what if something happens, right? You know, like a fire or something crazy. But obviously, you know, you can save time, you know, when you cook, and maybe, you know, you're doing homework, or, you know, you're doing something else at the same time. I spend a lot of time just putting something in the oven, you know, baking it, and, you know, just you know, doing homework, you know, doing chores, errands, cleaning while that food's being cooked.
Yeah.
I definitely have anxiety about the oven being on, like, if I'm doing something outside or something, like running errands. But the crock pot, I feel confident in.
For sure. What are your guys' favorite food places eating out in Reno? For someone maybe, like, you know, it's their first time in Reno, you know, new city. They're trying to check out some food places. What would you guys recommend? It could be even a coffee shop.
It depends. Like, what are they wanting? Because I like everything.
I think coffee shop-wise, Homage. It's, like, right up the street from campus. That place is really good, and they do this, like, yogurt granola parfait thing, and it's so, so good, and their coffees are amazing. They have a little bit weird hours, but if you can find, like, the time, that place is – it's really great.
Going off, like, the coffee slash tea – I don't drink coffee, but, like, tea-wise, Two Soul Tea is my favorite tea shop ever. And I forgot to mention this earlier, but if you're a UNR student, there's a website called Pack Friendly Businesses, and you actually get certain percentage off, like, these different places. So at Two Soul, I think it's, like, 10% off of my drink I get there. So that's, like, one, a good way to save money, and I justify my purchase, and I always get my lavender chais there.
That's actually a good hack. I personally never knew that UNR students could get specific discounts at vendors. For me, I think when we go, let's go back, continue at the theme of, you know, coffee shops. This one's pricey, but, you know, every now and then I'll go and treat myself. Peren Bakery. Have you guys heard of that
one? Yeah,
they're expensive.
It's crazy, but it's a game changer. You know, the pastries, the coffee, and just the vibes in general. I guess sometimes, you know, you're paying for the vibes in general.
Yeah. They're never open, too, because they're always open in the morning, like a true bakery.
Yeah. And I'm like, until, like, they run out of everything.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, some other tips that, you know, kind of came up with in terms of if you're a student and you want to eat out, and I think it's okay to eat out, you know, it's something that you want to specifically and strategically budget for, but, you know, having the chance to treat yourself to eating out, I think it's a great experience. Some tips I found, you know, were kind of downloading your restaurant apps, you know, specific, you know, apps to join loyalty programs, potentially, you know, earn rewards, get discounts. And they want you to be a loyalty member just so that you come back, right? Sometimes eating out for lunch is probably going to be cheaper compared to dinner. Do you guys like sushi? All-you-can-eat sushi?
I actually work at a sushi restaurant, yeah. but if you go to all-you-can-eat sushi, K-Sushi does $24.95. And you could literally, like, two rolls and you're already paid for it, but it gives you, like, appetizers and everything. Like, that's, like, a really good deal. Like, just being able to go somewhere and just pay, like, a flat fee and just get as much food as you want. That's crazy.
I love sushi. I like K's. And then, what's it called? Sushi Rose is a little bit closer to campus, just for the people looking for something a little more less driving. I don't know. But Tokyo Sushi, if you ever go, do not go at night on the weekends. It is so packed. You're going to have like an over an hour wait. So go to K.
Yeah, you guys heard it. K Sushi. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Yeah.
Could be.
And then finally, I think like splitting meals with a friend or a family or saving the other half for leftovers, right? Sometimes we get these huge portions. And then I don't know about you guys, but I see a huge portion and I'm like, growing up, it's like, yeah, you should like finish everything that, like finish all your food, right? But sometimes you don't realize that the bigger the portion, the more you eat. So it's like, hey, I'm actually already like full. Like I can just like keep the other half for lunch tomorrow or something, and that saves some money too. I know some people are like, I'm not really down for leftovers, but it is a cost friendly method. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finally, you know, for incoming freshmen, maybe you're trying to figure out like what meal plan you want to get into. At UNR, we do offer 4 meal plans, the silver, the blue, the gray, and the white. When on a meal plan, your average price for a meal is around $9. So that's not too bad. And, you know, with the silver meal plan, obviously, you're going to have unlimited weekly swipes, so you can go in and out whenever you want. You'll also have these food bucks. What are food bucks for listeners who aren't really sure, like, you know, how food bucks work and what you can do with them?
Yeah, so for like incoming freshmen, those food bucks, I personally knew a lot of people that didn't use their food bucks, and that is like just honestly the saddest thing I could see, because you can use them at almost like essentially any place on campus. If you want to go to Starbucks, you can use food bucks there. If you want to go to the Overlook and say you want to do a meal plan upgrade, if you just get like a normal meal swipe, then upgrade it. You can use your food bucks to cover the difference and you get like a larger portion if you're like not going to have dinner that night. Or like they're just really good options. Or if you need to like go to the store, I think it was called like, oh, I don't really remember off the top of my head, but it's right next to Halal. There's like a student store there. And if you wanted to, you can use food bucks there too. And they have like groceries, produce, things like that.
Right. It's almost like you have money that you should use, you should spend, because if you don't spend it, it just goes to waste.
Yeah.
So you also get guest pass, 4 guest pass on the silver, 3 for the blue guest pass. Sarah, did you ever use guest pass for your friends?
Okay, this is like, yeah, because I actually have. I don't know. When my parents came, I was like, oh, let me use the guest passes for them. And they actually charged my Wolf bucks. And I was like, whoa. What did you do that for? I had some guest passes, and I just had to, like, ask the girl. I was like, hey, you guys charged my Wolf bucks the other day, and then they just refunded me, like, $20 in Wolf bucks, and I was like, okay, I guess that's fine. It's like, whatever. But, but yeah, guest passes are definitely pretty cool, especially if you have people visiting from out of town.
Most definitely. So definitely, you know, for meal plans, it's a convenient way to get food here on campus. Four options here. And if you have any other questions, definitely refer to residential life and housing and food and housing, you know, can provide you with all the assistance and help answer any questions that you might have. Well, we're almost, you know, at the top of the hour in terms of just, you know, talking about food in general. You know, funny thing was, I was walking the other day and I saw that UNR actually does Domino's dorm delivery. Have you guys ever heard of that? And have you guys ever seen anyone do it?
I didn't live in the dorms personally, so I'm not quite sure, but...
Yeah, I definitely did use Domino's quite a few times, just because, I mean, those food bucks, like, they pay for that too, so, like, if you have the app, it's great, because the app always has deals, so you can get, like 2 medium pizzas for, like, literally, like, $15, and my friends and I, we would just, like, on Fridays or Wednesdays, we would just stay in the dorm and then just order Domino's, and it was pretty easy. If you do it on weekends, though, there's a lot of people ordering, so I would definitely, like, be cautious of that. But during the week, it's pretty good.
For sure. Well, yeah, you guys have it, you know, food here on campus, an abundance of options, you know. Food up here in the Joe, we have this new boba place, Boba and Beyond as well, the Mediterranean place. Of course, you know, Starbucks, a lot of students go to. Any final thoughts, kind of comments, or just things you want to say to, you know, our listeners, to prospective students, current students?
I guess I would just say, like, just be mindful about what you're getting and, like, just really consider, like, is this something I'm going to be using? Is this something that I absolutely need right now? Or can I be getting this somewhere else? And are there other options for me to be getting it by, I guess. Those would be my words of advice.
Mine would be to really take advantage of all the resources on campus just because you are paying so much to go to school. So might as well utilize everything that comes with it. So making sure that you're using pack provisions or pack rides to go to the store so you're not wasting gas. Just like looking into all the resources on campus because there is a lot. It's just they're not utilized because they're not known.
Yeah, well said. Well, thank you to both of you guys for hopping on the podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Conrad.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Money Talks. Remember to give us a rating and subscribe so you can be notified for the next episode.